Hello, everybody. This is Divine Inspired with Shante Jones. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a minute, but God is good, and He's worthy of all the praise. Today, we're going to talk about the perfect will of God. So many people in the body of Christ want the perfect will of God in their life. They want the perfect will of God in their life, and they want to know if they're in His will. So before we get started, let's pray. Father God, we thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord God, for everybody that's tuning in, that will tune in at a later time. Father God, I ask that You bless Your people. Father God, I ask that You meet every need. Lord God, I just ask that You have Your angels camped around Your people. Lord God, as we go into the word on today, Lord God, I pray that everyone have clarity when it comes to the perfect will of God, the perfect will of God in their lives. Lord God, from this day forward, they will know and understand when and how to be in Your will. Father God, I ask that You just speak through me. Lord God, I just ask that You give me a word, and I ask that You bless Your people, and Your people be blessed by this word. Father God, I ask that You just bless the end of the year. We are in the fourth quarter of the year. We're finishing this year, Lord God, and I know You're still in the blessing business. So even though our year is ending and the holidays is coming around, Thanksgiving and Christmas, Lord God, I ask that You continue to keep us covered in Your blood. Continue to shield and protect us. Continue, Father God, to meet every need. And Lord God, we be so careful to give You all the praise. We be so careful to give You all the glory. In the sweet, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, we're going to talk about the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God for your life. We want to walk in His will. Not our will be done, but His will be done in our lives. First, let's go to Romans 12 and 2. Let's go to Romans 12 and 2. And it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God." First of all, we got to change the way we think. We got to change our mindset. We got to wipe our mind clear of the clutter, of the distractions, of what the world is doing, the world system of living, the world system of how you need to do this and how you need to do that, and watching people and the way they do things, and being a copycat, and also trying to imitate certain things that is not of God. We want the perfect will of God for our life. And we can't be conformed to this world. Meaning the world, we're in the world, but we're not of it. So because we're in the world, we're going to see things. We're going to see things that are attracted to our eye, and we believe that we need to go down that path, but are we in the will of God? If it's not in the word of God, we're going about things the way we think we ought to go about things, and it's not in the will of God. So something needs to take place. We got to transform ourselves. You're going to be transformed by the word of God, by reading the word of God, by studying the word of God, by believing the word of God, by speaking the word of God, by standing on the word of God, and nothing else. That's how you transform. And that's what's going to be the proof. You want proof? You want sound doctrine? It's in the word of God. It's no more of wishy-washy thinking. No more of, I think so, might. No more of the think so's and I might. This is proof. Sound doctrine is in the word of God. It's also good. The word of God is good. It's acceptable. We got to accept God's way. Not our will, but God's will in our life. So let's first start with a fresh start with Romans 12 and 2. Let's meditate on that scripture. When you wake up each and every day, meditate. Meditate on that scripture. And it'll help you clear out the clutter. It'll help you clear out the distraction. And you will start your day with the word of God, with meditating on the word of God, with seeking God. Because we want to be in his will. We want to be in the perfect will of God. And in this podcast, we're going to focus on seeking God. We're going to focus on seeking God. And I want you to continue to tune in, and we're going to go deeper and deeper because we want the whole, full will, the perfect will of God for our life. So let's go to Matthew 6 and 33. Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first. Okay. There we go again. Our word. The number one word that we're going to focus on in this podcast today is seek. Seek. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. First off, we want to seek God. We're going to seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. We're not going to go about our life from this day forward without seeking God, without reading our word, without praying and meditating. Because we know everything that we're trying to go after in this life, you can't, it's nothing that you can do and it prosper and you don't seek God first. You have to seek the kingdom of God first. First in your life, first. Okay, you seek God first, then you have a wife, okay? Would your wife come next, or your husband come next, your children, your family, your job, all of those things come next. But God's want to be first in your life. He's a jealous God. He don't want you to put nothing before him. A lot of times things happen in our life and we don't understand why the things happen the way they happen. First of all, you want to see, okay, what am I doing? Things just not going right in my life. It seems like I keep going round and round, round and round, round and round in circles. If you keep going round and round in circles, if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, if you feel like, man, God got me out of this time, but I got to go through the same test. I'm asking you today, did you seek God first? Did you seek God first before you quit your job? Did you seek God first? You got a new job. You got a job paying more money. But do you enjoy that job? Did you seek God first? A lot of times we do things for money. And it's not in the will of God. Therefore, you're not happy. You just working day by day. You're making more money. But the love of money is the root of all evil. You love money so much till you willing to work a job that you do not like. It makes you miserable. Matter of fact, you be about to cry every day getting up going to that job. But seek God first. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you what you desire. That's the will of God for your life. It's time out. It's time out to be going and living our life based on how we feel and chasing money. And we need to be seeking God. The word clearly tells us that if we seek him and his righteousness, everything gonna be added. All these things shall be added unto you. That's plain text. A lot of things gonna be added to your life. That's gonna bring you a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. But first, you gotta seek God and stop trying to do things on your own. You don't need to go about how you feel like things ought to work out. No. You just don't know. No, they just don't, on the outside looking in. They don't know what it is that I go through. But I do know this. God knows. That's why he wants you to seek him first. So he can give you clear directions in your life. Okay, let's jump down to Matthew 22 and 37. Okay? This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, and it reads, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and your mind. You got to love God with everything within you. You can't come to God half-stepping. Okay, so you say, yeah, you just don't know. I love the Lord. I've been knowing the Lord all my life. I've been brought up in the church. I don't been to church more than one time. They can't say that I don't love the Lord. Okay, you love the Lord. But do you love him? With all your heart, though. Is your heart into him? You know, is your heart into him? When you got your heart into something, you'll do any and everything to make sure it's all right when you got your heart in it. You ever notice when somebody do something for you and they did it out of gritty heart. And you said to yourself, yeah, they did it for me, but they were so mean about it. And I know you felt like, well, I'd rather for you not to do it if you're not going to do it with love and do it with your whole heart. They were so mean about it. So you didn't even accept it. God wants you to come to him and love him with all of your heart. Don't give him half of you. Don't give him some of you when you're in trouble. I'm only going to give God all of my heart. I'm going to love him. And all of my soul when I'm in trouble. And I'm going to give him all my mind too. Only when I'm in trouble. He wants you to love him continuously with all your heart, mind, and soul. Your mind, when we first started the podcast, our first scripture was, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to have your mind steadfast on Jesus. You got to have your mind steadfast on Jesus. You got to have your mind on him. So you got to go day by day meditating on the word, knowing in your mind that the Lord God, I love the Lord God, and he loves, because he first loved you. That's why he first loved you. He gave his life. He died on the cross for your sins, yours and mine. That's why you love him. Give him all of you, not just some of you. He wants all of you. A lot of times we don't want to let go. You got to let it all go. You got to give it all to him. Your whole heart, mind, and soul. Stop holding back. God want to do some things in your life. He want to manifest some things in your life. He wants to get the glory out of your life. He wants you to be a living testimony. You can tell somebody the goodness that how he done bless you, how he done brought you out, how he done delivered you, simply because you following the word of God. You seeking after him. And you love him. You love him with everything within you. Well, you love, I mean, just think about it. For those of you that have children, if you don't have children, I know you got a mother, you got a father, you have someone that have taken care of you. And I just thought about it when I was a child. And I know y'all have experienced this too, one of the time before. You know, when you're a child and your mother give you something to eat and you be real hungry, but when she give you something to eat, or your father give you something to eat and you eat, you be so happy and you love your mother for everything. You be so happy inside. I remember when I was a child, I was just so happy simply because my mother gave me something to eat, and I was full. The Lord loves you just that way. He wants all of you. He first loved you first. Okay? We're still talking about seeking God. Seeking God. Let's go to Psalms 10 and 4. Psalms 10 and 4. And it reads, the wicked through the pride of his conscience will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. My question to you today, are you wicked? I bet you said, sure, no, I ain't wicked. I know I'm not wicked. I feel like I don't have nothing to do with Satan. I don't want to have nothing to do with Satan, no satanic, Satan and his forces, and his deeds or whatever, what have you. You're not wicked. Okay. This what the word of God said, the wicked through his pride. Do you have any pride on today? You too proud. I'm too proud to seek after God. You just don't know, man. Such and such gonna talk about me. People watching me. You care about what people may say and think. I'm not gonna seek God. I got too much pride. So you gonna let your pride let you go straight to hell? You gonna go to hell because of your pride. Your conscience. Everybody got a conscience. We all got a conscience. The word clearly tells us that because of it, you won't seek after God. You wicked. Your pride. God ain't even in your thoughts. I challenge you on today. I challenge you on today to meditate on God's word. God's word will make you and mold you. You want to be the best you that you can be. You don't want to live a life full of emptiness. You ever seen a strainer? And you, when you try, like, say for instance, you want to strain some rice. If you cooking some rice, boiling some rice, and you pour the rice in a strainer, and the rice have all those tiny holes in it, and it's straining the water off of the rice. Oh, Father God, I'm going somewhere with this. That's what the devil is trying to do. The devil is pulling all the goodness out of you, what God have in store in you, because you're not seeking after him. You're not seeking after his ways, not my ways, the Lord ways. Let the Lord God be in your thoughts. Let the word of God be in your thought, be in your conscience. Because I know you're not wicked. You don't proclaim to be wicked. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. And it reads, 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. I don't know about you, but I get weak. I get weak from time to time. I get weak every day. I get weak. I have to stay before the Lord and seek his face. I want to keep my mind. I want to be able to go about my day and be in my right frame of mind. I want to wake up every day with my mind steadfast on Jesus, so he can give me the strength that I need to make it through that day. I need Jesus each and every day, so I'm going to continue. The word of God said continue to seek him. Continue to meditate on God's word. You can't stop. Like, say for instance, today, you meditate on God's word. You get a word in your spirit. Say, for instance, you say, The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that dwells within. Okay. You trust in God for something in your life. And so you're meditating on that. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that dwells therein. That's how you know that whatever it is that you trust in God for is going to come to pass. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. You're going to keep meditating on that word. Keep meditating on that word. It's going to give you strength. It's going to give you hope. It's going to give you what you need. It's only in the word. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 14 and 4. 2 Chronicles 14 and 4. And commanded Judah to seek. That's our word again. Seek. The Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. So they commanded Judah, the tribe of Judah, to seek the Lord of their fathers, and to do the law and their commandments. So this is God's character. His character is for us to seek after him. He got stuff to tell us. He got stuff to download in our spirit that no man or woman can tell you on this earth. You can only get it from God himself, from the Holy Spirit. But you got to seek after him. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 31 and 21. 2 Chronicles 31 and 21. And it reads, and in every work that he begun in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, and he prospered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When they built the house of God, they prospered. See, whatever you do, when you see God, you're going to prosper. You're going to prosper. But first, you got to seek him. Whatever you put your hand to, it's going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed going in. You're going to be blessed going out. Everything you touch going to be blessed. Everybody you come in contact with gonna be blessed. You gonna prosper in all your ways. God wanna show you how you can be on top, but you gotta first seek him. Okay, seek God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Go back to 15 and 12. 2 Chronicles 15 and 12. And it reads, and they enter into a covenant, my God, thank you, Jesus, to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. See, if you seek the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, you come into a covenant with God. His word is not gonna lie. His word not gonna fail. His word ain't coming back void. He said heaven and earth will pass away before my word come back void. He is the author. He is the finisher of your faith. He just wants you to seek him first. Okay? He wants you to seek him first with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with everything that is within you. Bring it all to him. Bring it to him. Take it to him in prayer. Take it to him in prayer. That's what he wants us to do. Do you know that the Lord will talk to you? He will speak to you. He will order your footsteps. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The Lord will do that for you. He'll do some things in your life that you knew without a shadow of doubt that it was only God that did it. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to seek him. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4:29. Okay. Deuteronomy 4:29. And it reads, "But if from hence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." See, when you seek God, you're going to find him. When you get down on your knees and when you pray, you're going to find him. He's not hard to be found. He is not hard to be found. It's telling us right here in the word what's going to happen. We're going to prosper. It's telling us right here in the word. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. If you seek me, you will prosper. If you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. If you got a choice on today, make that choice and seek the Father. He loves you. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. "And ye shall," and it reads, "seek me and find me." He's easy to find. "When ye shall search for me with all your heart." Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times you may go somewhere. Say, for instance, you go somewhere, go to a friend's house. Knock on their door. Knock, 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 knock. Ain't nobody home. You may call somebody on the telephone. Ain't nobody answering. You may text somebody and they ain't texting you back. Well, the scripture clearly tells us right here, if you seek the Father with all your heart, you're going to find him. You're going to find him. He's going to be there for you. He said he'll be there for you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. He'll be your friend. Whatever it is that you need, all you have to do is seek him. Let's go to Matthew 7:7. "Ask," and it read, "and it shall be given." My God. "Seek ye," you seek, "and ye shall find." Thank you, Jesus. "Knock, and it shall be open." So you're going to ask. Ask him for whatever. I prophesy right now today, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, whatever you ask the Lord for, when you seek him now, and whatever you ask the Lord for, it shall be given to you. If you believe, if you have faith, if you trust, and don't doubt in your heart, God is going to bring it to pass. And when he do, let me know. The Father wants us to seek Him. He wants us to seek Him because He's always there. He's always there. He's always there. He never have been busy. He just waited on us. He waited on us to open up and let Him in. I encourage you on today. Open up and let the Father in. Open up and let Him in. Whatever it is that you're going through, open up and let Him in. Let Him make you and mold you and shape you in what He has for you to be and to do. Open up and let Him in. Don't crack the door. Open it all the way up. Let Him into your heart. Let Him into your mind. And let Him into your soul. It's a choice. It's a choice. I'm going to tell you why it's a choice. If you don't let Him in, you find yourself doing things of the world. You find yourself doing things that is ungodly, not of God, that cause you to be headed down the road of destruction, because the enemy don't care who he used or what he used to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said that He came for you to have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have life. Life that overflows. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And have it more abundantly. The enemy don't want you to know this. I encourage you to seek the Father. I encourage you to seek the Father. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. And it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder to them that diligently," glory to God, "seek Him." Oh, glory. God, I give You the praise and I give You the glory. God have all given us a measure of faith. Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, I know majority of all of us got more faith than that. We got more faith than a grain of a mustard seed. It's impossible to please God without faith. So you got faith. We all got faith. And I believe that we got more than a grain of a mustard seed. And the word clearly say that if we diligently, glory to God, seek Him with all our heart, He will be a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. How many of you want a reward? Everybody want a prize. Don't you want to live in heaven eternally? Your soul will live eternally. If you believe in God, if you take Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, let Him come in today. Let Him come into your life. You'll never be the same. If you believe in your heart and don't doubt in your mind that Jesus died on the cross for your sin, the Word of God said you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth God is just so good. And he wants us to have everything. He wants us to have everything that's in his will. Not our will, but his will. He wants his will in our life. But first, we got to seek him. And so I know you're saying, so how do I do that? How do I seek God? In our last scripture that we're going to read, and this is going to sum it all up on how to seek God, okay? Meditate on these scriptures that we went through on this podcast on tonight. Apply it to your life. This is sound doctrine. Apply it to your life and you will see. You will see it start manifesting in your life. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And it say, and I get excited about this one. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive them their sins and I will heal the land. The word of God is clearly telling us what to do. See, we got to humble ourselves down like a humble. We got to humble ourselves all the way down. A lot of times we don't want to be humble. We don't want to. See, being humble, some people feel like they're being showing their weak side. But you need to be humble. Because the word of God tells us to humble yourself down. Listen to somebody. Listen to the word of God. Stop talking. Stop denying the word of God. Those that have a ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. You are hearing this word on today. Humble yourself. Turn from your wicked ways. That's sin. Turn from sin. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper. But you got to first do your part and repent. Repent. He said, then you'll hear from heaven and he'll heal the land. The body of Christ got to seek the Father like never before. During these times in our life, we got to seek the Father like never before because we don't know the minute or the hour when the Son of Man is going to come back. We don't know. We got to seek the Father. Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. How to seek him? Humble yourself, first off. Acknowledge that, Lord, here I am. I humble myself. Lord God, whatever it is, whatever sinful thing I've done, Lord God, please forgive me. Lord God, I knew I was wrong. Lord God, I'm sorry. Lord God, I was doing things my way, the way I felt like it should go. I was doing things because such and such told me I should do things this way. But Lord God, from this day on, I know the truth. I'ma seek your face. I'ma turn from my wicked ways. I'm praying right now, Lord. Get down on your knees when you seek God. Pray to the Father in your secret closet. Let him know all about what it is that you're going through. And also, give him praise. Praise his holy name. Worship him. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God inhabit the praises of his people. That's how you seek the Father. That's how you seek the Father. Repent. Repent daily. Meditate on the word daily. That's how you seek the Father. A lot of times, when you seek the Father, he'll give you answers to what it is that you may be going through. If you need healing, God will heal you. You need a financial breakthrough? Seek the Father. Seek his face. You need to be delivered from oppression, depression. Seek the Father. God want to build somebody low self-esteem. Seek the Father. Somebody is on here that's got been hurting from heartache and pain and disappointments, and they tired of it. God says, seek his face. He's going to heal you. He's going to heal your broken heart. You're not going to be in no more pain no more. Your heart ain't going to ache no more. But he wants you to cry out to him. You want wisdom? You want knowledge? You want a direction? Seek the Father. You don't know what to do next. What's your next move? What's my next move in my business? Seek the Father. He got all the answers. No man or woman on this earth can tell you like Jesus can. No man or woman can tell you like Jesus can. Jesus want to tell you what it is that he has planned for your life. He want to give you a divine revelation. So many things in your life. You got to seek the Father. This COVID-19, I just encourage everybody to continue to wear your mask, continue to wash your hands, practice social distancing. Continue to do what you can, but we got to seek God for everything, for our healing. Whatever it is you may be going through, blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, whatever it is, whatever sickness and whatever disease, our Father knows about it. Those of you that want a husband, those of you that seeking God, trying to find a wife, seek the Father. Call on him. You're going to find him. That's what he said in the word. Call on him while he's near. Call on him while the blood running warm in your veins. Call on him. He loves you. He said he won't put no more on you than you can bear. He won't put no more on you than you can bear. You got to seek him in order to make it through this crisis. It's so many people that have given up during this crisis. They have given up. Because they've seen so many things go on with their natural eyes. People dying. Men, women, and children. Young, old, middle class. Middle age, whatever it may be. High class, upper class, whatever social class you're in. But I know a man named Jesus. that got all power in his hand. He rose on the third day with all power. We got to seek him. We got to lay out before him. We got to let him know that we love him more than anything. I just encourage you on today. This is you're listening to Divine Inspired with Shante Jones. You all pray for me as I pray for you. I love y'all. I love everybody that's tuning in. And I don't know who you are. And because this is a podcast, I don't know who tune in and who don't. But I do this podcast because this is what God called me to do. I don't do this podcast for money. Matter of fact, I have made no money. I just love the Lord because he has made himself real in my life on so many occasions. A different occasion, he has brought me out of so many different things. And I will continue to share it with you that, see, the enemy don't want the word to go forth. The enemy don't want us to let everybody know that King Jesus is real. He's real in our life. All kind of demonic forces is trying to stop the word of God, but it's not going to happen. I encourage you to let somebody know about Jesus. Let somebody know about Jesus. I love y'all. Y'all be praying for me. And I'm going to be praying for y'all. And we're going to lift each other up in prayer. Until next time, goodbye.